Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, Law.net.
Hi, we're the National Women Veterans United, the proud sponsors and partners of the Americans Hero Group.
Our mission is to ensure that women veterans are aware and have access to their VA benefits, resources, and entitlement. We monitor current or pending legislation that may impact VA eligibility and services.
We're located at 7907 South Racine in Chicago, Illinois.
And we provide a safe place for women to come relax. We have a meditation room. They can get food, clothing, housewares, whatever emergency services they may need.
We're the only Women Veterans Center in the state of Illinois. We are members of the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, and the Reserves.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Hey, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, veteran and host of America's Heroes Group. Eastlake Management staff proudly extends our best wishes to our veterans, armed forces, and their family members during this holiday season. We honor their relentless courage and sacrifice for our country and its citizens. We are proud of our employees who are U.S. veterans and appreciate their strength and commitment they bring to Eastlake Organization. Eastlake Management, founded in 1983, is dedicated to delivering affordable, comfortable housing to the residents at the properties we manage. Happy holidays from Eastlake.
The views expressed on our programs are not necessarily those of WVON, Midway Broadcasting Corporation, or our participating sponsors.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Kelly on WVON AM 1690.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better. This Christmas and we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night, and this Christmas will be
very special Christmas.
I guess I'm not supposed to be singing, but this really means it. It really does. Hi, this is the Talk of Chicago. This is America's Heroes Group, Roundtable Military Families Matter with USO of Illinois. This is very important. By the way, no, let me forget, December is also AIDS Awareness Month. With us, we are so pleased to have someone who's going to help all of these veterans and soldiers enjoy what they are going to be doing. America's Heroes Group Roundtable, Military Family Matters with the USO of Illinois. And we are pleased to have on our live line Rachel Feinberg, USO of Illinois Marketing and Communications Manager. Rachel started working for the USO of Illinois in 2014. Her current role is the Marketing and Communications Manager. Rachel's passion for the USO started in her youth. Her grandparents met at a USO Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and fell in love. For the last 6 years, Rachel has been an integral part of the USO community, helping all departments touch the lives of our service members and their families. And Rachel, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Cliff. It's very exciting to be back. It's been a couple of months since we've
That's right. Visited. That's right. That's right. And this is just such a great time, you know, for the USO to be doing this, right? And you do such a great job. Tell us about the Pathfinder update.
Yeah, so, you know, we were on the show with you in May. We had Justin Miller, who is our Pathfinder, head of Pathfinder here in Illinois. He was on talking to you, and our president was on talking to you about all the amazing things that we're doing. So if you remember the Pathfinder program, it is for transitioning service members and their families. So 6 months before they transition out of the military and 6 months after, you know, the USO is there for them, providing them programs and services everywhere from employment, education, veterans benefits, legal, volunteerism, health and wellness, family strength, housing. We kind of do it all. So we are very excited to have that program launched in May. Our programs team is very much expanding. We hired a new person who's working down in Springfield right now. She just started with us a couple of months ago and is reaching out to that downstate community. So we're excited to have her on the team as well. So, you know, Justin's really building it up here, right? And we're, you know, gearing up for 2020. We have a lot of great programs coming up. We have some seminars and some services for our Pathfinder clients with a bunch of our partners around Illinois, like Illinois Joining Forces, we'll call Chicagoland. So we're very excited to be partnering with some of these big names here in Illinois.
Well, yes, as you mentioned, you were with us in May, and you've done a lot since then. You really, Pathfinder team has just grown in the last 6 months, right?
Yeah, I mean, they've got hundreds of clients they're seeing regularly now, and we've got a couple who have been through the whole program and completed it. We're very excited for them to see what's next for their lives. You know, coming out of the military can be hard and stressful on a military family, and the USO, of course, is always there for them.
You know, you're doing a great job, and we know that. Do most of the folks who are eligible, do they understand that they are?
You know, I think that's kind of why the transition Pathfinder program is very exciting for the USO. We hear all the time from our veterans and from people who have been out for a while that they weren't connecting with the services or they didn't know the services that they needed existed. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, you know, the USO is not here to replace or, you know, bring up new programs. We're really going to be a connection for these people, connecting them with the resources that already exist with partners in the Chicagoland area and Illinois who are already doing great programs and great services. And we're very excited to be helping these people connect with things that they might have missed on their transition out of the military. And we hear it every day from our clients, our Pathfinder clients, that they might not have known some of these, you know, workshops existed or some of these seminars existed. And it's, you know, great to be able to give back to that community and help it.
Oh, absolutely. But Rachel, we also want people to know you do not have to be out of the service, right?
Correct. So,
because a lot of folks don't know that. You people do some great things for folks who are still in the military, and many of them are not at home or whatever, and they are very much in need of what the USO does.
Yeah, especially this time of the year, Cliff.
Yes,
focusing on the holiday season, our programs team is doing some great stuff right now. We're working on all kinds of holiday programs. You know, we are supporting 70 unit military holiday parties. So these are parties that the units themselves put on, kind of make the spirits a little bit brighter for the loved ones, the service members, families, and sometimes, you know, if the service members are there as well. So our programs team has been focused on helping those people get catering and get, you know, gifts for the kids and get party supplies. So 70 units. That's a lot of units that we're supporting
this
year.
It is, and that's great.
For those parties. We have 13 families this year in our Adopt-A-Family program. So our community partners and our donors are adopting 13 families, providing them with gifts and meals and, you know, anything else they need for the holiday season to make it through, whether their loved one is on the home front or the front line. Mm-hmm. We're trying to really help those families make the season a little bit brighter. And then, of course, you know, everyone's favorite thing of the year is our youth programs, you know, seeing those military children and military families. So we've got tons of youth programs going on. We've got a trip to Winter Wonderfest at Navy Pier in a couple of days, you know, taking the kids out to Navy Pier to see those spectacular light display. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but if you've never been to Navy Pier Winter Wonderfest, it's definitely a sight to behold. We're taking a trip down to Springfield. We're really reaching out down in Springfield right now. With the new Pathfinder Scout down there, and we're taking the kids to see the zoo lights down in Springfield. So that's a new one for us, too. And then we have the Polar Express Pajama Party coming up in Iowa with our Rock Island folks. They're going to watch a movie. They're going to have some great treats. So, you know, we've got the kids all covered this year. So it's going to be a good holiday season for our service members and their families, right, Cliff?
I think this is just great what you're doing. Now, you mentioned Iowa, Camp Dodge, right?
Yeah, so some very exciting news from the U.S., though. We actually opened a brand new facility on October 1st at Camp Dodge in Johnston, Iowa. It is, you know, an amazing place if you've never gotten to go out to Camp Dodge. It is the headquarters of the Iowa National Guard. So they see, you know, thousands and thousands of service members, not only who live there, but who also go there to do their drill and do their training. So the Iowa National Guard actually reached out to our office in Rock Island, which is about 2.5 hours away. Mm-hmm. And we had been supporting, our Rock Island folks had been supporting Camp Dodge for a little bit now. And we officially opened a full-fledged center out there on October 1st. So, you know, every USO thing you could possibly imagine, from Pathfinder services, to a place to rest, food, you know, big screen TVs, video games, all that good stuff at our Camp Dodge Center. We're very excited to have those folks. We just hired our full-time staff member out there. She just actually started this week. So we're really excited to have her out there, you know, leading the charge in Iowa. We are, you know, the USO is expanding. We're trying to meet the ever-changing needs of our service members. And Camp, we heard from the folks in the Iowa National Guard and Camp Dodge, and they said, we want you out here, and we made it happen. So it's very exciting
yes,
to be able to open.
You have, and you're really building. You know, I wonder how many people, because you folks are really reaching out and you're doing since we talked to you last time, Rachel. I know there are a lot of folks, obviously, that are calling in and becoming active and taking advantage of the wonderful things that the organization is doing. But do we think it's enough? I know you're going to continue, but I just want to know where you as the expert feel that where you are right now.
You know, Coach, that's a great question. We here at the USO, we always are looking out to the future. We're looking for what the service members, either at home or abroad, or what their families mm-hmm. need. So we are constantly updating our programs and services. We are constantly looking for new facility locations for these folks. So, you know, we're doing a lot right now, but we are going to continue to expand, continue to listen to what they're telling us, and hopefully, you know, can you ever really do enough? We try our best,
sure.
But we try.
Right.
And, you know, it's thanks to the people of America, our volunteers, our donors, mm-hmm. all these amazing people that we have here in Illinois and, you know, across the United States, who make us be able to do what we do every day and help us open, you know, new centers like Camp Dodge. We have a couple hundred folks out there that are volunteering with us now. We're getting volunteers on board. We're getting more donors on board. So the more that we feel the support from the people around us, you know, the people like you, the people like me, whether that's giving $5 for the holiday season or coming out to a center or program to volunteer, we couldn't do what we do. We couldn't expand without you guys.
And that's what we are so pleased that you come out and tell us these things, because, you know, I'm sure that there are still some people who think that the USO is only for the military itself and not the families.
Yeah, you know, we hear that a lot, too.
You sure?
We, at our Great Lakes facility, there's a lot of families that live around that area who we try to get the word out to every day about the great kids programming, the teen and tween programming that we do. You know, a lot of people don't understand that only 1% of the military serve, but not only the military serving, their families are serving alongside of them.
Right, exactly.
So the USO really tries to get the military families involved, whether that's military spouse nights, connecting Rock Island with, other military spouses who are going through similar things that you are, where, you know, your civilian friends might not understand that your husband's on deployment, but, you know, you have that military group, those military spouses that understand, or our teen and tween programs that get the teens and, you know, the little bit younger kids active with each other. They're going through a lot of sometimes a hard time, and we provide that emotional support. We provide those friend groups for them to kind of make their way through deployments and make their way through what the military lifestyle is, right?
And that's what's so great about what you do in the USO. It's not just the soldier that's serving, it's the family.
Right. We 100% agree with that. We know the whole family serves, and the whole family is touched by what happens to the service members, right?
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's a great organization, and what you folks are doing is under you and the other people you just mentioned. It's really a great thing. If anybody wants to call in, please do. A lot of people are unaware of what this wonderful organization does. 312-374-8130 is our call-in number, and of course, this is of course the USO. And I tell you, I hate to say this, and Rachel, and this is why to me, it's even more important than to a lot of people, because obviously I'm a veteran, and. You know what I'm going to tell you next, don't you, Rich?
You know what? I don't, Cliff. I'm ready. I'm excited to hear.
I wasn't aware of the great things that the USO was doing. And I hope,
know what things were doing.
While I was in the service, of course, I knew the USO existed. But I had no idea, Rachel, of how many things you do for so many people, and particularly those who are related to the soldiers. Now, this might have been not the problem with the organization. It might have been the problem with the military itself, because, you know, if you are on duty, it's difficult to know about things unless, you know, the different organizations certainly need to, and many do, and the USO is one of them, to let those who are serving and their families know exactly what's available to them when they need assistance. So, you know, that's true, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, we have a great team up at Great Lakes and at Rock Island on the Arsenal, and at Great Lakes on the Naval Station, who work very closely with military leadership kind of to inform them of what the USO is doing in their backyards and what's going on in our facilities around them, so we can make sure that the service members and their families, like you said, who might not know what's happening or might not know those support services are out there. So we definitely work very closely with the military leadership to hopefully touch as many lives as we can and get as many people involved as we
have
can.
You, right? This is a crazy question, but have you ever had a problem with any of the military?
No, you know what? Cliff, we love our military leadership. We love all of the branches, and they work so well with us. You know, we're not only here in Illinois, of course, but
of course, we've got people
on bases out, you know, in active zones, you know, out in Afghanistan and Iraq. So the military leadership all around the world is very accommodating with the USO, and we very much appreciate that, to be able to provide the services, especially those services abroad for everyone.
Sure. Well, speaking of that, you are going to be looking forward, I'm sure, to the end of the year and helping all of these service members in our area get home safely through this mass exodus. You said,
yeah, I don't think a lot of people know about mass exodus, Cliff. You know, every year non-essential personnel from all the bases across the United States are released to go home. And, you know, they kick them out of the base really early in the morning, and so they've got to be out by a certain time. And USO facilities across the globe are ready and waiting to have all these service members come in. So at our facility at Great Lakes, we serve them breakfast. And then we bus them down to the different airports, and our airports get all of them, and they give them a place to rest, some coffee, you know, video games to play. Because some of these folks, you know, their flight might not be for a couple of hours or even a day or so. So the USO kind of takes them in and makes sure that they have everything they need to get home safely for the holiday season.
And to also make sure that it's not such a stressful situation. I imagine traveling, traveling during the holiday season, Rachel, can probably be even more stressful than being in the military itself.
Oh, of course. I mean, I find it stressful to travel during the holidays. So, our volunteers and our donors come out. We've got some great folks that we work with very closely that provide snacks and provide, things for them to do. A lot of these people have their children or their families with them. So we have some spaces in our airport centers in Midway and O'Hare that we can have the families sit in so the kids aren't overwhelmed. And we do the best we can to get everyone home happy and fed, right?
I love it. I love it. You also, you mentioned it before, but I want you to mention it again because it is important. And that's the youth programs, including a trip to the Winter Wonder Fest at Navy Pier. That's got to be something nice. And also a trip to the Zoo Lights in Springfield. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and, for all of your listeners out there who are our active duty military to have families, of course, they can always find all of our programs and services on our website, which is usoofillinois.org. So it's all spelled out. And we've got hundreds of programs, not just the ones that we've talked about today, but our programs team works very hard to get sports tickets and all kinds of theater tickets and just experiences that the military families might not be able to do without the USO. So we're very proud of that program team for putting together these things for the military and, of course, for their kids. So I'm excited. I'm going to probably try to go down to Winter Wonder Fest with all those kids.
That's great.
Take some photos.
You do that, but don't forget the Polar Express pajama party in Iowa. Okay.
I know. I might have to make a trip out to our Camp Dodge and out to our Rock Island folks and put on my holiday beanie. Cliff, we always have room for you, too.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. We also have 13 families this year for our adoptive family program, right?
Yes, we have 13 military families this year. Some of our donors and volunteers are collecting gifts right now. The families have told us, here's how old our kids are. Here are the gifts they're looking forward to this year. Some of the bigger ticket items, and we thankfully have some great partners who are going to be purchasing and wrapping those gifts and wrapping up some, Christmas lights and whatever else they need to make their season as happy as we could possibly make it for them. The USO, we don't stop in the winter. If anything else, we go a little bit more and a little.
That's what I was going to say. I think you do even more.
I know. Cliff, we are busy all year round.
Yeah.
With our programs, with our Pathfinder group, with our facilities.
Sure.
I know we haven't touched on this yet, but we are, doing some upgrades to all of our facilities in the next couple of months. We recently finished a capital campaign that's going to allow us to update our facilities throughout Illinois that, we have some facilities, especially Great Lakes, that haven't been updated in a while. So we're very excited to get those plans off the ground. After the holidays, we're going to be working really hard on helping our facilities and getting them up to speed for the 21st century as we go into 2020.
Rachel, thanks. What number would someone call who wants to find out more?
Yeah, we have a main line at our office. It is 312-822-6699. Or, of course, we're always available, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and, of course, I said our website, which is usoofillinois.org. So it's all spelled out for our service members, our families, our recently transitioned service members who are now veterans. You know, we're there for you all across the board for them to come find us, get our services, and, you know, having a good holiday season, right, Cliff?
You're great. Rachel is a USO of Illinois Marketing and Communications Manager and doing a great job, and we really appreciate it. Thank you, Rachel. Appreciate you. Stay with us. We'll be back with more right after this.